very good evening to you from the studios of Clare FM. From now until 10 o'clock, it's time for Beyond Belief here on Clare FM. Joanne O'Brien, myself, Jerry Kenny, and we have a new presenter with us tonight, Stephen Fletcher. We'll be meeting him shortly as the programme goes along. And on this, the third Sunday of Advent, as we approach the season of Christmas, well, I'm sure you're busy preparing for that Christmas, but hopefully over the next hour, we will be able as well to give us a little bit of spiritual nourishment as we approach this very important season. Stephen, you're very welcome. We're chatting to Stephen Fletcher. Stephen joins us from Kilrush. Stephen will be bringing his items right throughout our season here and into the new year from the Church of Ireland ministry that he holds. So Stephen, that particular hymn, Make Way.
Yeah, appropriate for Advent, I think. We've been celebrating in Ennis in the Church of Ireland just recently. For the first time, St. Columba's Church in Bindon Street in Ennis has been holding a Christmas tree festival. Different groups from West Clare have come together, and each group has decorated their own tree in a style that reflects their community.
Well, one of the people who's actually got a Christmas tree here in this display is the Mayor, Claire Colleran-Molloy.
It's a super idea by the members of this church to bring together all in the community who were willing to participate in this inaugural Christmas tree festival. I think it's just fantastic. It's so cheerful. There's so many different trees here that are so completely different in the decorations, because you have some schools involved, you have some organizations like the Clare Castle Men's Shed. I was approached to have a tree, so I said, how do you decorate a mayor tree? But you know what? With the help of some fabulous assistance from the Innes Municipal District staff, what we did was we took a picture of the chain of the mayor of Innes, and what we then did was we made kind of stickers of the crest of the chain and we stuck it onto the baubles, and it looks really good, and it looks like a mayor's tree, I think.
It's excellent. The other thing is, it's remarkable that you've got so many different styles of decoration, really, haven't you? And each, when you look at it and you look at who did it, you can see each of them has brought out what they do. Have you seen the knitters?
Exactly. The knitter's tree is fabulous, because on the top of the knitter's tree you have amazingly a very stiff looking but knitted white angel. You think maybe is that crocheted, but no, it's apparently knitted, so it's absolutely gorgeous. You also, I'm looking right here at the Innes Educate Together tree. That is just perfect. You'd know that was a tree that was made by little children, or decorated rather by little children. And then at the very back here at the church, as you come in the door immediately to your right, is a, I'd say it's one of the larger trees, and that's the Sir Optimus tree, which is an organization that represents women and girls. And that is a beautiful tree as well. All of the trees are fabulous. In this beautiful church, which I hope lots and lots of people come in and feel the welcome of the church this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and then the following weekend, because it's such a fabulous environment in which to decide to put on a festival of Christmas trees.
That was the mayor of the Municipal District of Ennis. She was ending that report when I spoke to her on Friday. And the good news is that the Christmas Tree Festival is in St. Columba's Church in Ennis, and it continues over the next Friday and Saturday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Sunday, the 23rd, between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Well, on behalf of both Jerry and myself, we'd like to again welcome you on board the team here in Beyond Belief. And that was a lovely introduction to a beautiful event that's happening in St. Columba's and Bindon Street. And I, for one, look forward to going and seeing those trees. I heard from many young people who were preparing, actually, and were looking forward to decorating their trees. So, Stephen, you were a diocesan reader with the Church of Ireland. Could you maybe explain to our readers what that means for anyone who doesn't understand?
Yes, it's a non-ordained position, so it's what we call non-sacramental, which means that we don't carry out the sacraments, so we can't celebrate communion, and we can't baptise, and we can't marry people. But for some reason, we can do funerals. But anyway, it means that mainly the work that I do here in Ireland would be leading worship and preaching, which is what I enjoy doing.
And do you travel around to different churches within the diocese?
In our group, I can do. I'm a diocesan reader, so if they're They have to be very stuck, I think, before they ask me. But yeah, I have done. I've done St. Michael's in Limerick, and I've also, at the cathedral, I've taken service there. But generally, I'm in West Clare. I'm in what we call the Druncliffe group of parishes. So there's a parish at Spanish Point on the Atlantic coast, by Milltown Mulby, and then there's the main church in Ennis, St. Columba's, and then there's one in Kilnasula, which is in Newmarket on Fergus. And in fact, we were there at lunchtime. They had their Christmas lunch in a hotel there. So
very nice.
I can work between the three of them.
Very good. Okay. And even though, you know, I have an English accent and you hail from Hertfordshire in England, you have very much Irish roots. And I suppose...
By virtue of marrying a girl that is half Irish, that's right. So... I feel very close to the Irish. I always feel very comfortable here. Perhaps unusually for the job that I'm doing now, I spent 40 years in construction. And so when I first started in construction, we were building motorways a lot in the early 70s, and 90% of the workforce were Irish.
Yeah.
And so for a Hampshire boy, you know, never heard anyone other than a Hampshire accent, suddenly I found that I could understand, and I understood the crack and things like that. So it meant that the first time I ever came to Ireland, I sort of felt comfortable.
You felt at home.
I understood.
You'd heard the accent
before and understood it. That's right. I understood it, and I enjoyed it. And so that's developed, really. And of course, marrying a girl whose father came from Kilrush, it means that we've been to-ing and fro-ing, and now we're both, my wife and I, are now retired, so it means that we can spend more time across, and so we certainly enjoy it.
And so you live in Kilrush part-time?
Yes. But we're looking to spend a bit longer than we have been there.
And in the UK, you work for the BBC as well?
I do, yes. Again, I find that I'm doing packages for the Faith programme of one of the local radio stations, BBC Three Counties Radio, which operates in Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire and Buckinghamshire. And so I do packages, like I hope to be doing here, of things that are going on, things of interest, and I put them up and they broadcast them.
Very good. And since you've moved to Ireland, Bishop Kenneth Kieran has given you a new job.
He has. I'm a radio officer. I'm a radio officer for Clare FM. So, yes, he asked me if I would do that. And it just means that I'm the liaison, really, between the diocese and the radio station. But it's a two-way street, so I can also produce things and offer them up, as I am doing. And equally, if they've got a query or they need to speak to someone, then I can point them in the right direction and get an interviewee for them.
And this evening, yourself and your wife, Frances, attended a lovely event here in the town of Ennis.
Yeah, there was an ecumenical event in the cathedral this afternoon, this evening, in fact, and it was absolutely packed. It was very, very good. It was...
hugely popular every
year. It is. And I think what happens is it's done by different churches in the year, but it's got so big now that whoever is organising it, it has to be in the cathedral. Because even Bindon Street, which is quite a big church, is not big enough to...
Which is a great sign.
I'm sure nobody's complaining. So it was organised by Father Tom Ryan this time, and we had Bishop Finton there, and we also had my bishop, Bishop Kenneth, there.
Yes.
So, and we had the Ennis Brass Band as well. And the combined choirs. There were two or three choirs combined, so it was a great sound, a really good way to start Christmas.
Very good, put you in the spirit of Christmas.
Indeed.
This evening. And we were speaking just before the show about you have an interest in ecumenism, of course.
I was explaining that in our little family, 75% of my family are Catholic, because we have two daughters who have been brought up as Catholic. Frances is Catholic. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a sole Anglican amongst all this family. But it's something I believe in very much, yes.
And we do too here in the show, and we're glad to have you on board, Stephen. So we look forward to hearing more from you as the year goes on and into the new year. And again, from Jerry and myself and all the team, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you. I should look forward to it.
Great, Stephen. And thank you very much for joining us and for giving us that package. And I know that you've been dialoguing with your own with Bishop Kenneth. And we will be broadcasting next week his Christmas message on our programme and also his New Year's message as we come forward to that. So thank you very much for being with us here this evening. And we look forward to exciting times together. And thanks to Francis for joining us this evening.